Okay, so what I want to do today, Be'ez Hashem, is really relatively quickly move through Aleph, finish up what we were discussing last time, and then jump into Gimel. And that spend most of our time on that. So just to recap, we were discussing in the last year on Thursday that when it comes to a Shliach Bezdin, so the Mishnah tells us a Shliach Bezdin, which the simple interpretation of Rashi, the Rivan, is the person giving the malchus, what the Ravid writes as well, the Ritva, person giving the malchus, he doesn't have to go to he doesn't have to go to Golis. And we pointed out different shitas in Mishonim. The Ramban suggests that the real nature of the Ptur of Shliach Bezdin is not because of mitzvah. Av is part because of mitzvah. Rav is part because of mitzvah. Shliach Bezdin is part because of onus. Because of onus. And then we saw some other Rishonim that say, no, even the Shliach Bezdin is part because of mitzvah, and we saw kind of the hybrid view of the Rambam. So what I just wanted to finish up is working on the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam Shita is what we saw, and he records this halach in two different places. He records it in Hilchos Rotzeach, and in Hilchos Rotzeach, the Rambam writes that the case of Shliach Bezdin is a case of a person who's bringing someone into din. He's schlepping him into din, and in the course of schlepping him into din, things get a little rough and get a little violent, and he inadvertently kills him. And in such a case, the Rambam writes that he's going to be pater from galus because he's involved in mitzvah. And just like an av harode es beno and rav harode es tamido is pater from galus if there's an inadvertent ritzicha, so too the shliach bezdin is schlepping the guy into court. So he's going to be pot because he's osek b'mitzvah, and it's not doma liyar, you only go to golus if you are involved in reshus, not if you're involved in mitzvah. Then the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin that when it comes to a person, a Shliach Bezdin, who's giving malchus, so if he's giving the ordinary malchus that he's supposed to give, there's a miscount, the counter miscounts, and he gives the amount that he's supposed to give, and the guy drops dead on him, but he's giving the omet, so then you're pater from galus. Lechora, that's a ptur of ones. That's what the Meiri writes explicitly. And if you're hosif lo ritzua, if you give more, so now you're exceeding exceeding what you're supposed to give, then lechora, there would be a chiv to go to galus. So I just wanted to just elaborate on that point just a little bit, really building on something that we did a couple of weeks ago. We pointed out that it could very well be there's an idea that Malchus already has a Misa quality to it. And we saw in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Yud, and I'm going to come back to that Gemara in a sec, a core Machlokas. We discussed this when we discussed the Sugya on Daf Hey of Meshalshlin be-Mamon and not Meshalshlin be-Malchus. The Gemara just says that when it comes to Mammon, the Eidim Zomimim will divide the Chiv Mammon. If there's a Chiv of 200, you have two Eidim, they'll each pay 100. When it comes to Malchus, they don't divide the Malchus amongst each other. And the Gemara says, just like Misa is not Lechatzon, so too Malchus is not Lechatzon. Misa, I understand, is not divisible. But Malchus is divisible. You can go ahead and divide 39 Malchus amongst three different Eidim and give 13 each. So we had a number of different mahalchim on that issue, but one of the mahalchim was that that Malchus is b'makom Misa Omedes. And really, Malchus is a fifth Onesh Misa. And Lamaisa, we don't actually give the Misa, but it's really fundamentally an Onesh Misa. This is Mefurish. If you look at the Rashi towards the bottom of Aleph in your Yomar Makomos, Rashi writes, Malchus b'makom Misa Omedes, Sanhedrin Daf Yudam and Aleph, the Kevon de Avar al Azharas Boro. Since this person, the Avarian, violated a mitzvah Hashem, Roy Hulamus, you didn't fulfill a lotase, you violated a lav, Roy Hulamus, Umisa zu konas alavakosav, Yechayev Misa, the Harei hu ka'achas min amisos, Malchus is like one of the misos, v'chihecha deskila b'fnei atzma, usrefa b'fnei atzma, v'herek b'fnei atzma, Havinami Malchus Ka'achas Min Amisos. That's a very, very stark explanation of that idea of Malchus when Malchus Misa Omedes, that really Malchus is an Onesh of Misa. And if we really do take that idea and we take it all the way, first of all, when did Rashi bring this up? Up in the context of the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael. There's Machlokas Chachamim and Rabbi Yishmael, how many Dayanim sit in a Malchus case? Chachamim say three Dayanim sit in the Malkus case, and Rabbi Shmuel says 23. What's the logic for Rabbi Shmuel that 23? So just like Misa is with 23, so Malkus is also with 23. And the Rambam strikingly, Paskins, as we would expect, that's not striking like Chachamim. But the Rambam also writes, this is found, again, I didn't print it out for you, but you have it in your primary Makomos, Perek Tet Zayin Halacha Aleph. The Rambam paskins that they have a bezin of three, but then the Rambam throws in the line, Malkus Bimakom Misa Omedes. In other words, even though the Rambam is paskining like Rabbi Shmuel, I'm sorry, like Chachamim, that bezin of three, here's the case of Malkus, but he still accepts the idea of Malkus Bimakom Misa Omedes, that Malkus has a quality of Misa. And just sharing with you, take a look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, and then we'll tie it back in. So the Gemara in this Shakavataria, again, a very striking Shakavataria, but the Gemara tells us, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omer Be'esim Rishlosha. You're going to have a Chiv Misa, a Dayanim Bezdin is going to be of 23. My time Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Abaye. Abaye answers, Asya Rasha Rasha Mechave Misos. Tziv Hachim Vahim Ben Hakos HaRasha. Tziv Hasam Asher Rasha Lamus. Ma Lahalim Be'esim Rishlosha. Avkan Be'esim Rishlosha. And Rava Omar Malkus B'makom Misa Medes. No. The reason that it's a bezin of 23 is because Malkus is Misa. And therefore, just like Misa is 23, Malkus is 23. But then the Gemara asks an amazing question. So, Amar Rav Acha Brei D'Rava L'Rav Ashi. I Hachi. If Malkus is Misa, so now this ties into our sugya. Umdina Lamali. So why do we go ahead and have an Oymed? Why do we go ahead and give the person who's getting Malkus a medical examination to see how many he can handle? Why are we doing that? Lemichia, give him Malkus, v'imayis limus. And if he dies, he dies. Like, what's the problem? Malkus v'makom misa omedes. In other words, the Gemara is taking this pretty seriously. So amar lei, amar kra. So it's a gzeres hakasav. You have to give an oimed. Because the pasuk says v'nikla achicha le'enecha, that when you give Malkus, you have to give Malkus to achicha, Malkus to someone who's alive, and if he's dead, so then you're not giving Malkus to achicha. Ki mochis agaba dechaya mochis, you have to give Malkus, you have to hit the back of someone who's alive. So elohad etani, the Gemara says vayter. Undo lekabel esrim. So if you do a calculation, he can handle 20. So ein makasar lemakasaroyis l'shtalish. You only give 18. V'kamehin tam esrei. So lemichya esrim v'chada. Give him 21. Why give him 21? Because we said he can handle 20. He can handle 20. So 20, he's still alive. 21, he'll still be alive. So you can give him 21. On the back of the 21st, he's still alive. And then v'chimayis, and then when he dies, b'hach chada limo, so let him die. What's the problem? Daha kimachis agabi dechaya kamachis, because when you hit him, you hit the alive back on number 21. So amar le, amar kro, v'nikla achicha le'necha, acha shaloka achicha ba'inan v'lecha. It's exeris hakasim. He has to be achicha after the malchus. But what emerges, the Gemara is taking this din, this concept, according to Rabbi Shmuel, pretty seriously. That Malkus b'makom misa omedes, and the only reason we're doing an oimed and calculating his ability to handle the Malkus is because gzeres hakasav, you have to post Malkus, he has to be alive. V'nikla achicha. But mikra din, fundamentally, it's an onesh misa. And if that's the case, now I'm going to just plug in what we discussed last time. Why would you say, what's the pshat? That if while you're giving the Malkus, and you're within the number you're supposed to give, and now the guy drops dead, why is it that you don't go to Golas?
Because he was right for Misa anyhow.
Because this is ain't Ones Gedola Mizu. You know, this is Ones par excellence. It's not because of mitzvah. This is the right punishment. He's getting what he's supposed to get. And if there's no room, there's no room for not for going to Golas. Why should he go to Golas? He's actually getting the onesh he's supposed to get. And that's the Rambam who says, the Rambam, even though it paskins that there's a Bezdin of three, Malkus, B'makom, Misa, Omedes. And I just to kind of highlight this point, I gave you a Baal HaMa'or and a Ramban. It's at the end of the Masechet, very interesting little conversation they have. So let's take a look just at the bowl, just to finish this up from last time. So the Baal HaMa'or has the following. You have there's discussion in the Gemara, if we do an evaluation, we do an Eimed, we find out, let's say, the doctor's taking a handle a full 40-40. And then in the middle of, we start to beat him up, we start to give him Malkus, and midstream we say, no, he can't handle it. He's not going to get there. He can only handle 18. So the halacha is, if we already gave him Malkus, we already started the process, he's potter. Once we see he's not going to make it, he's potter. However, if we have not yet started, let's say we evaluate he can handle 39 Malkus, and then we look at him, and they look at him in the eyes as we're about to start. We haven't started. He goes, no way. He doesn't look very good. So the Baal HaMa'or writes, take a look where it's bolded. Reisha d'tani loka mixas hahi labrabusi ela dafka time of the loka mixas shinizgalis chalishuso. If as a result of the Malkus, we see his chalishus, we see the fact that he's weakening, v'nisbarara, and we realize, Tu'uso shalom et arishon, we made a mistake. We evaluated him at 39, and there's no way, he's not going to make it. So then you stop. Avalolaka, but if you did not start the process, you evaluated, yeah, he could handle 40. You didn't give him Malkus yet. And now you look at him and you say, no way, there's no way he's getting to 40. No chance. Avalolaka, so the Baal HaMa'or says, if you haven't yet given the Malkus, you're going to give him the 40. In other words, you have an Oymed, you did the Oymed, you're giving the 40. Now, yes, if midstream you realize he's not going to make it, you'll stop. But fundamentally, the Oymed is a 40, you give 40. That's the Baal HaMa'or. And the Milchamos, the Ramban, comments on this, and he says, Ma Shepiresh, that lo laka, ein motzno so miyad oimed harishon, says the Ramban in very emphatic language, chas v'sholom, shenishpoch domo shel zeh. How can you do that? The doctor's saying right now, he can't handle it. Chas v'sholom, shenishpoch domo shel zeh, Ladas, knowingly, for Achmana Omar, Venaki Vitzadik, Al Taro. Ramban, there's no way. The Baal HaMa'or says, you evaluate for 40. Good, right now he looks like he's not going to make it. Give him 40, what's the problem?
Why is that Venaki Vitzadik?
Because he's not Chayv Misa. Because the Ramban is telling you he's not Chayv Misa. So with respect to Misa, he's a Tzadik. He's not a Tzadik, but with respect to Misa, he's a Tzadik. So Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, in his Sefer on Maseches Makis, Minchas Asher, he writes that he feels that this is Gufa, our Machlokes. The Machlokes, and there's again a very famous Chakira that is posed by Rav Chaim. I gave you just the Chakira, it's a long piece, Al HaShas, but the Rav Chaim writes, V'tzorech Lachkor, Ha Deba'amduhu She'ini Yochel Lekabel. When we give an oimed, what's the nature of the din of the oimed? That which we give an oimed, sheni yachal kabel, shemalkna so rak kafi sheyachal kabel. We only give malkas what he can handle. Im hu din mishum pikuach nefashos, shedoichel achiv malkas, is ralacha pikuach nefesh. And basically, his onesh is malkas, not misa. And therefore, we give him an oimed because malkas could yield misa. So we're going to give him an oimed to make sure that he doesn't die. And it's a halachim pikuach nefesh. The odil on eschayv ala malchus lo misa. Odilma da have exeris hakosim. The yotim ha omed lo mischayv. Perish. Yotim ash yokal kabla torah patrasov. Or do we say, no, there's a din omed, it's a din in malchus. That the halacha, the bottom line halacha is, malchus is, the chiyuv is, up to the Oymed, and not beyond. And that's halacha in Oynesh Malkus. But it's not a din in Pikuach Nefesh. So Rav Asher suggests that this Machlokas, Ramban and Baal HaMa'or, is this Chakira of Rav Chaim. According to the Ramban, says, how can you possibly give 40? After all, there's the Eimed Rishon is faulty, is a faulty Eimed after all, and Chas v'shalom shenishpok damo zelzeh, how can you go ahead and kill him? V'nakev tzadik al tarok. The Ramban's position is that fundamentally the nature of the Eimed is a halach in pikuach nefesh. And the Chiv Malkus is not a Chiv Misa. We paskin like Chachamim Bezin of Shalosh because Malkus Shelo b'makom Misa Omedes. It is not an Onesh Misa, and the Omed is supposed to draw the line that you don't get to Misa. That's the purpose. This is the Ramban, Nachmanides. Says the Balamor, no, let him die. Let him die, that's fine. If the Eimed was 40, there's a din that Malkus needs an Eimed. Okay, good, it turns out we might be making a mistake. Doesn't make a difference. We have an Eimed, that's Allah. It's not a din in Pikuach Nef, it's a din, and that's how much you're supposed to give. And therefore, if he dies, he dies. Why doesn't that bother us? Because fundamentally, Malkus is an Onesh Misa. Malkus b'mako Misa Omedes, as is reflected in that Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. And therefore, back to what we discussed on Thursday, if indeed the guy dies as a result of the Malkus, why is there no Golus? Because the Rambam, Lishitase, the Rambam holds Lishitase, Malkus b'mako Misa Omedes. If you're giving him the Malkus, it's fundamentally an Onesh Misa. Of course the Shliach Bezin's not going to Golus. And the reason he's not going to Golus is not because he's Olesik B'mitzvah. He's not going to Golus because this guy fundamentally is getting what he's supposed to get. He's supposed to get fundamentally an Onesh Misa. So if he dies, he dies. That's part of what's supposed to happen over here. That's what Malkus might yield. And therefore there's certainly not going to be a halacha of Golus when the Shliach Bezin goes ahead and gives him what he's supposed to get. Okay, Adkan Thursday Shir. I would love to move on. Isaac, I'll take this very quickly and then we're going to move on. Go ahead.
Okay. You want to also be medayik in the Rambam because the way he says, first he says, if you die, you go to Golus. If he dies, you go to Golus. And then it says that if he doesn't die, then you're over El Mitzvah. But L'chaira, you're not over El Mitzvah if he does. Because if he does die, you're doing a mitzvah. He's supposed to die. But if he doesn't die, then you're over a mitzvah. You're giving him a lash that he shouldn't have had in the first place. I mean, he doesn't kill him. It just gives him extra pain, which he shouldn't have gotten.
Okay, very good. We'll take it. Good. Okay, very good. Okay, Vaitrin Shas. Okay, I want to move on to the next sugi. The next sugi is really, really... there's a lot... very fascinating sugya. There's a very subtle lumdus over here. And let's do it step by step. So let's take a look at the Gemara. We're going to skip the Gemara had you do Bekiyas. And we're going to start with Hazorek Es Ha'Evin. Now again, a couple of you have not seen the Gemara, so I'm going to go relatively slow, but let's take a look. So the Gemara has this din. I'm going to Amar Rabban L'Rava. So the Gemara's assumption, the Mishnah's assumption is the paradigmatic case of where a person goes to Golus is Bayar. A person's chopping down wood in a yar, the axe head flies off, and kills someone. Now, in the yar, we're osek in dvarim shel reshus. You're chopping down wood, that's a reshus, and therefore you go to Golus if you're involved in reshus, not if you're involved in mitzvah. So, amar le'ahum rabban l'rava, mimay de mechativa seitzin de reshus, dilma mechativa seitzin de suk mechativa seitzin de barocha. Maybe you're not cutting down wood of reshus, you're cutting down wood of mitzvah. You're chopping down wood to build a sukkah, you're chopping down wood to burn on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'afilo hachi amrachmana ligli. And since you're osek in mitzvah, and you go to Golus, so the Torah is telling you that, no, dafka, when you're osek in mitzvah, that's when you go to Golus, because we're talking about you're chopping down wood for mitzvah. So amale. So the Gemara says a fascinating equation. Kevan de imotza chotuv lav mitzvah, hashtanami lav mitzvah. Would there be a mitzvah to cut down wood for the ma'aracha or for a sukkah if you already had cut wood? If you already had pre-cut wood, there'd be no mitzvah. So that is a litmus test. That's a test. If you have cut wood, that indicates there's no mitzvah. So therefore, even when you do cut down wood, when you don't have cut wood and you cut down the wood, that's also not mitzvah. If it's not mitzvah, what are we going to call it? It's not mitzvah, it's... No, I don't like the word reshus. It's not mitzvah, it's...
optional.
I could translate the word reshus also. It's not mitzvah, it's...
hekster
mitzvah. It's not mitzvah, it's hekster mitzvah. So now the Gemara asks an amazing kasha. Esve ravina l'rava. Wait a second. Yotza ha'avamak has been over Rav Rodez tel me to b'shoya bezdin. Lema. Why don't we say there too, applying the logic that you just gave us, kevon de ilu gamir, lav mitzvah, hashtanami, lav mitzvah. You just told me by sukkah that if I have cut wood, I wouldn't have to cut wood. And therefore, when I don't have cut wood, chopping wood would not be a mitzvah. So apply the same logic. If I have a son who's a steigenist, he's always learning. So there's no mitzvah to hit him. There's no mitzvah to hit him. And therefore, when he's not learning, and I do hit him, that's also not a mitzvah. And applying the logic, what are we going to call it? If he's not learning, he's not learning so well. So I hit him. Now, if he was learning well, I wouldn't hit him. He's not learning, so I give him a little patch to give him a little gentle encouragement. So what would you call the patch? Hechsher mitzvah. It's just a facilitator to go ahead and learn. And therefore, how come if the father patches his son, or the Rebbe patches Talmud, there's going to be a there's no chiv gullus? What are you talking about? It shouldn't be a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no. Afalgav de gomir, mitzvah. Dichsiv yaseh binchov yanichechov yitem adonim lenafshecha. Even if he is learning well. Even if he's learning well, there is encouraged, there's a mitzvah of, shall we say, productive, constructive discipline, and that will make him learn even better, even stronger, and therefore, even when he's learning, there is a mitzvah, so the equation to chativas eitzim is not a good equation. Okay, so there's a... So
the moment that you take off in Yeshiva that they always talk about, the moment you take off from that patch?
What?
No,
okay, Vaitan Shas. Now, there's a very, very famous Rashi over here. So Rashi, Dibra Masla, Hashtanami, says, Kilo Motza Chatuva. So the fact is, if you don't have cut wood, Ein HaChativa Mitzvah. How do I know? Because if I already had cut wood, I wouldn't have to cut wood. So therefore, even if I do have to cut the wood, the cutting of the wood is not a mitzvah. Ein achativa mitzvah. Now, Rashi could have stopped there, period. But Rashi didn't stop. Rashi says, Ella asiyas hasukkah. And this Rashi has caused a lot of spilt ink over the years. Because what does Rashi seem to say? Yes, Yosef Avram?
Well, just
keep it simple. Don't be talking too much. Just keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Hechsher mitzvah is anything that is not necessary for the mitzvah.
You're talking too much. Just tell me what Rashi says. Yeah, I don't want any. You're getting fancy on me. I don't need fancy.
The hechsher mitzvah is that.
Stop the hechsher mitzvah. What does Rashi say, Kobe? Yeah.
The chatamas etzim is part of a siyasukah.
No. Isaac.
Building a sukkah is not a mitzvah.
What?
No, he's not. Okay.
Mute yourself. What he's saying is, chativas eitzim is not a mitzvah. Binyan hasukkah is a mitzvah. Binyan hasukkah is a mitzvah, and that, to be honest, is a pella. Because I would have said, and I always thought that the mitzvah is, and in fact, as reflected by the bracha, is yeshiva basukkah, is leishay basukkah. That's the mitzvah. I never knew binyan hasukkah was a mitzvah. Yet Rashi writes, Binyan HaSukkah is the mitzvah. And it's not only Rashi. If you look at your Mar Makomos, this is a very well-known shita of the Gaonim, the shita of the Shilta Rav Chai Gon Simin Kuf, Shilta Kuf Samech Tes, where he writes, Shilta de Mechayvin de Beis Yisrael lemevad mitalalta. There's a mitzvah to make a sukkah, lemevad mitalalta, umesivba, shivaz yomin, and to sit in it for 6 days. Diksiv, chaga sukkos taslecha, shivaz yomin, uksiv, basukkos teshvu, shivaz yomin. What emerges from the shiltos is there are really two mitzvahs involved in sukkah. There's a mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah, and there is a mitzvah of binyan hasukkah. And on this she'iltos, there is a very, very well-known sefer. You all are familiar with the sefer written by the Netziv called the Emek She'ela. And on this piece, Simen Kuf Samech Tes, and we have some Talmidim, Rav Yonason Sack Shlita, in the room, including myself. He likes to say over this Netziv, but the Netziv develops a whole essay, a lengthy essay, on what he calls, when does Hechsher Mitzvah rise to the level of mitzvah? Because the truth of the matter is, Pashup Shat, Binyan HaSukkah is not really the mitzvah, is a Hechsher Mitzvah. Chativas Eitzim is also a Hechsher Mitzvah. Or as some wanted to say in Chavrusa time, it's a Hechsher de Hechsher. So what's the difference? Why is Chativas Eitzim Hechsher Mitzvah? And why is Binyan HaSukkah, why is that called Mitzvah? What's the core and fundamental difference between the two? Go ahead, explain. What's the difference? When is a Hechsher Mitzvah not a Mitzvah? It's just a Hechsher. And when does a Hechsher Mitzvah rise to the level of Mitzvah? In other words, coming out according to Rashi, is if I'm banging the nails of my sukkah as I build my sukkah, and while I'm banging the nails, my hammer flies off and kills someone, I'd be exempt from Golos. Why would I be exempt from Golos? Because now I'm involved in Mitzvah. What's the difference? What's the difference in that and Chativas Eitzim? The real Mitzvah is Yeshiva Basukah. Yes, Yosef Avram, redeem yourself.
When the Hechsher Mitzvah is necessary for the SCS
action. No.
It's more than that.
It's a little more.
The only thing that you...
Go ahead, Will, what do you got?
You could say that it's because the pasuk says Ta'aseh Lecha. You could say that the pasuk is commanding you to make
okay.
Sukkah.
The Netziv writes it's a function of the psukim. Is that sometimes you have a Hechsher Mitzvah that's pure Hechsher, and sometimes you have what he calls a Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva Bikra, that the pasuk itself enjoins the Hechsher. The Pasuk demands the Hechsher. So, for example, and that's what the Shilta says. The Pasuk says, not just does the Pasuk say that Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, but the Pasuk says, Chagasukos Ta'aselecha. You shall make for yourself Chagasukos. How do you make for yourself Chagasukos? The way you make for yourself Chagasukos is?
Building a
sukkah. That's how you make for yourself Chagasukos. And in fact, I think the Netziv who develops this idea was actually the Aruch Laner, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, one of the Gedolei HaAchronim in Germany. He actually says this mefurish on our sugya. Let's take a look at the Aruch Laner. So he says, "Hod pshita l'Rashi da'asiyah sukkah chashuv tvei mitzvah mechatova after asiyah gamke ena rak l'tzov mitzvah haba acharei ha'ina yeshiv basukkah." Why is asiyah sasukkah mitzvah that the chatova is for the yeshiva, the binyan sukkah is for the yeshiva? Yes, Lomer, da asiya shaper next Shabbos mitzvah la'atzma, v'lo hechsher mitzvah levad, k'mo ha'chatova. What? Da ha'mevarchen al asiya sukkah shechiyanu. Ooh. He quotes a Gemara Masechet Sukkah daf mem vav, that you actually will make a shechiyanu on asiya sasukkah. U'lechad man da'am b'yushami mevarchen gam laso sukkah. There's even a bracha, a birchas ha'mitzah, asher k'cham zot z'zeno laso sukkah. K'mo shkotz la'atoysis. Mitzvah. Where does it come from? Yesh lomar mishum da Torah kasa v'tzivsa ha'asiyah. Kedeksiv chagasukos taslecha. Dahainu ha'asiya velo ha'yeshiva. And if you recall the Shiurim in Hilchos Shabbos, we discussed this when it comes to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, when you go ahead and set your house up, prepare your house for Shabbos, we remembered the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara describes the Amorim, quote l'halach and Shulchan Aruch. One Amora prepared the fish, one Amora swept the house, one Amora, you know, prepared the wood for the fire. Why were they doing it themselves? Why don't we say, get the maid to do it, get the household help to do it, get whoever to do it? So the answer is, no. Mitzvah bo, yoter mi bishlucha. It's a mitzvah better to do it yourself than to rely on a shliach. Why? Because Kavod Shabbos is a hechsher mitzvah ksuva bikra. What emerges, therefore, is if it's a choice of you building your sukkah or having your son build your sukkah, what's better? Don't rely on a shliach exclusively. Mitzvah bo, yotami besukho. Give me another example. Give me another example of a hechsher mitzvah haksuva bikra. A hechsher mitzvah haksuva bikra. A couple of other examples. Tzitzis, very good. Give me the psukim. Two psukim, correct. Vasulachem tzitzis, last week's parsha shlach. And in Parshas Kiseitze, Gedilim, Taselecha. So the Torah goes out of its way to describe the mitzvah of tzitzis is not a mere mitzvah of levisha, it's a mitzvah of asiyah, which means that if you have a choice, if you're competent to go ahead and tie your own tzitzis, and you have a choice of either buying a ready-made tzitzis or buying a bag and buying the strings and making the tzitzis yourself, the inyan of mitzvah bo, yoter mi b'shlucho, perhaps indeed would apply. Does anyone know the source in Shas for mitzvah bo, yoter mi b'shlucho? The source in Shas, where does it come from?
Kiddushin.
Fourth
parak in Kiddushin.
Not the fourth parak, the second parak. Second parak in Kiddushin, correct. The Mishnah there in the beginning of the second parak tells us, ha'ish mekadesh bo u'b'shlucho. And the Gemara says, if you can do it bishlucha, why do you have to say bo? Obviously, you could do it, if you could do it bishlucha, you could certainly do it bo. What's the chiddush of saying bo? So the Gemara says, to teach you that mitzvah bo, yoter, mi bishlucha. So some of the Rishonim ask, but Kiddushin, according to some Rishonim, not according to the Rambam, not according to the Ravid, but according to the Rush, Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah to get married is not a mitzvah to get married. It's a mitzvah of Piriya Verivya. So how in the world can the Gemara cite mitzvah bo yotami bishlucha when it comes to Kiddushin, when the Rush doesn't even count Kiddush as a mitzvah? The mitzvah is pruervu. So what's the answer? Yeah, so Kiddushin is ki yikach ish isha. The Rush understands ki yikach ish isha. When you want to get married, this is what you're supposed to do, but it's a heksher mitzvah, haksuva bikra, that rises to the level of quasi mitzvah. This explains, this idea, this Rashi explains a practice that they have in Chutz La'aretz. I threw it on your marmakomos, just you should have the information. It's worthwhile. But if you recall, when you keep Yantiv Sheni Shogolis in Chutz La'aretz, so you have the following minhag. Let's just remind myself of this minhag. How many brachas do you say the first night of Sukkot when you make the first night of Sukkot? You go into your sukkah and you make Kiddush. So how many brachas are you going to make? You're going to make a bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazman, and you're going to make a bracha of Kish. Then you're going to also make a bracha Leishev Basukkah. And you're also going to make a bracha of Shecheyanu Vikimanu V'Giyanu Azmanazah. Three brachas. Beautiful. What's the order of those brachas? That's right, the order that I said them. Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and then Leishev, and then Shecheyanu. Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when is that true? the first night of Sukkot. But on Leil Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, we are also going to make three brachos. You're going to make a Shecheyanu, you're going to make a Mekadish Yisrael, you're going to make a Leishe. This is what you're going to do. Check it out. Check your Magzorim. Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim, Shecheyanu, and then Leishe Basuk. And the question is why? Why did you change the order? And the answer is this Shtickle Torah. This Shtickle Torah. What's this Shtickle Torah? The answer is as follows. Is your Shecheyanu that you're making on the first night, what's it going on? Your Shecheyanu is going on two things. It's going on the one hand, you have now an infrequent Kedushas Hayom, a new Kedushas Hayom. And therefore, your Shecheyanu is going on your Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim, on the Kedushas Hayom of Chag HaSukkos. But you also have now a brand new mitzvah, a new mitzvah that you're doing. They haven't done in a whole year, the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Shecheyanu is going on both. The Kedushas Hayom of Chag HaSukkos and the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah. So you make the Shecheyanu last to cover both ideas. Yafeh. Now it's Yantiv Sheni, the second night. Second night is a Sveika Diyom. So why were you saying a Shecheyanu in the first place? Because yesterday was really not Yontif. Tonight is the first night of Yontif. And yesterday was Erev Yontif. So I need to make a new Kiddush. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazman. Because maybe tonight's the first night. And yesterday was Erev. So I need a Shecheyanu on my Kedushas Hayom. Why don't I need a Shecheyanu on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah? Yes, Isaac?
It can be covered by the Asiyah.
Because my Shecheyanu that I made last night covered me. Last night was Erev Yontif. Yeah, it's okay. Because that's the Gemara that's cited by the Aruch HaNer, cited by Tosus. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav that says Shecheyanu can work, is effective on Asiyas HaSukkah. So the Shecheyanu on the mitzvah of Sukkah, Asiyas HaSukkah leading into Yeshiva, that was effective yesterday. That you got covered yesterday. And therefore now the Shecheyanu is only on the Kedushas Hayom, and that is very consistent with what we've expressed. Okay, Rabosai, can I leave you with a question?
Why is the Shecheyanu covering you? The first night Shecheyanu covers you for the Yeshiva Basukkah.
Look at the right after the Aruch HaNer. I gave you a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, and the Gemara says Ha'oses Sukkah La'atzmo Omer Baruch Shecheyanu V'Kimanu. In other words, how can the mitzvah of the brach of Shecheyanu be nitfas on a hechsher mitzvah? The answer is it's nitfas on mitzvah because this is a hechsher mitzvah tzu because the Shecheyanu on the cheftza shel sukkah is nitfas, and that Shecheyanu is also going to, if you will, cover you on mitzvah yeshiva basukkah because everyone is going to agree that the asiyas hasukkah is really not a standalone mitzvah; it is a hechsher mitzvah. But it's a heksha mitzvah that is part of Yeshiva Basukkah. I like to say over, in this context, Rabosai, what are you supposed to do right after Yom Kippur?
Build your sukkah.
Notice the Ramah does not say. The Ramah says right after Yom Kippur, eat a little bit, then build your sukkah. It's the last halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur. It's the first halacha in Hilchos Sukkah. Back to back. Tuf Reish, Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Dal, Chav Hei. And the Ramah, he says, build a sukkah. He doesn't say, go out and buy your Arba Minim. Why does he say build a sukkah and not go out and buy your arba minim? Because you know what going out and buying your arba minim is? That's hechsher mitzvah. That's chativas eitzim. That's pure hechsher mitzvah. So zriza magdim la mitzvah does not apply to hechsher mitzvah. Zriza magdim la mitzvah applies to that which rises to the level of mitzvah, hechsher mitzvah subikra, build yourself. Okay, I want to leave with a question. Okay, I'm going to leave with a question, and then we're going to pick this up tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem. I put on your marmakomos a couple of ritvahs. We'll look at that tomorrow. And then a really interesting Tosis. Okay, Tosis has nothing to do with our topic until you start reading the Tosis, and it has everything to do with our topic. Tosis wants to know, Masechet Shabbos Daf Chof Hei, do you make a bracha on Hadlakas Neros Shabbos? Do you make a bracha? And Tosas a whole shakla v'tariya. Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? And then Tosas says, well, there are those who say there is no bracha. And the reason that there is no bracha, they argue, is because if you had a candle that was already mudlekes ve'omedes, that was already lit beforehand, would you have to extinguish and relight? So this shita holds you wouldn't have to extinguish and relight. So therefore, even if I don't have a candle and I'm lighting a candle, for sure there's no bracha. Now, Tosis does not cite Makas Dav Ches, but there's no doubt in my mind that this argument of Tosis is coming directly from Makas Dav Ches. What's Tosis essentially saying?
Saying a lot about the wood.
Yeah, in other words, if I had the Tosis is arguing, if I had an existing light, I wouldn't have to extinguish and relight, so therefore, even if I do light, there's no mitzvah adlaka. That's Makas Dav Ches. So Tosis doesn't like the raya. Tosis says, no, I don't like the argument. Listen to what Tosis writes, and then tomorrow we'll pick this up. I just want to leave you with a little cliffhanger. So Tosis says, what would be the din if I shecht a chicken? This dam, what's the mitzvah that I have to deal with right now?
Kisei adam.
Let's say a wind blew dirt on the dam. Would I have to do kisei adam? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So the fact that if wind blew dirt on the dam, I wouldn't have to do kisei adam. Does that mean that if I am doing kisei adam, I don't make a bracha because it's not really a mitzvah? I certainly do. I make a bracha. Moreover, says Tosis, let's say you have a person who is born with a bris milah. He's no lad mohel. Would you have to be matif dam bris? Would you have to collect dam bris? Tosis says one day in the Gemara, you don't have to. You don't have to. So therefore, even when he is nolad eino mohu, maybe mila is not really a mitzvah. So Tosis says, obviously not true. Mila is a mitzvah, kisei adam is a mitzvah. So the question we leave you with is, to those sugyas that are presented by Tosis to support the idea that you do have to make a brach on Hadlakas Neros, how does that then jive with our Gemara in Makos on Dav Ches and Beis regarding Chativas Eitzim? Okay, we're going to stop there. If that was a little fast and you didn't fully get that, don't worry, because we are going to see the Makoros inside tomorrow. But that's what we're going to start with at least. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, we will keep plowing forward. Shkoyach, any questions? I'm happy to take them. And thanks for spending your Sunday with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rebbe, for spending Rebbe Sunday with us.
Thank you so much, Rebbe.
Okay, Natani, what do you got?